It's the off-season for the national pastime, but you wouldn't know that from the national conversation this week. Major League Baseball and the 400-page Mitchell Report on steroid use are the subject of news conferences, headlines, blogs, talk radio, the collective national water cooler. If you somehow missed it, the report called the problem of performance-enhancing drugs widespread in the big leagues, and it named some 90 players who were part of it. President Bush, the first president who's also a former Major League Baseball team owner, had this to say today.
I think it's best that all of us not jump to any conclusions on individual players' name, but we can jump to this conclusion, that steroids have sullied the game. And players and the owners must take the Mitchell Report seriously. I'm confident they will. And my hope is that this report is a part of putting the steroid era of baseball behind us.
The president, of course, had an ownership stake in the Texas Rangers from April of 1989 until June of 1998. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us most Fridays, and this particular Friday we have some of the most momentous news to talk about in a while. Stefan, what do you make of the Mitchell Report?
Oh, I am shocked to learn that baseball players used steroids in the 1990s. Look, this is it's a damning summary of what I think we already knew, that everyone in baseball was to blame for permitting the sport to become suffused with performance drugs. There are a few headline-grabbing bits of new information. There's some authoritative-sounding conclusions, some reasonable recommendations. It does show how drug deals go down, canceled checks, soggy express mail packages filled with cash. It confirms that baseball executives talked about whether players were or weren't using. It allows us to imagine Roger Clemens getting injected in the rear end, and it comes with the endorsement of the organization being investigated. But in the end, I don't think baseball is any closer to what the president might be hoping for here, closure on the steroid era.
Now, Senator Mitchell says very clearly that this report is not and could not be comprehensive in the sense that it would discover every player who ever used performance-enhancing drugs. So conceding that point, if you will, what's the matter with the report?
I think that in itself is one of the things that's the matter with the report. It's random. 90 or so players are named, some through hard evidence, some through purported eyewitness testimony. I've got no sympathy for the end users here, and in some ways I think it's nice that the handful of names that are already out there get some company. But the remaining however many hundred of the 4,000 to 5,000 guys that have played Major League Baseball since the late 1980s, you know, they woke up this morning thankful that their supplier wasn't named Radomski and their trainer wasn't named McNamee. I get the feeling that this was more about making baseball feel good about itself. A few scalps, we'll take a couple of body blows to the union and to the sport at large. Small price to pay to move forward.
Yeah, more on Radomski and McNamee. Kirk Radomski is the former New York Mets clubhouse attendant who pleaded guilty to steroid distribution. And Brian McNamee is the former New York Yankees strength coach who was also Roger Clemens' personal trainer. And they assisted Senator Mitchell under pressure from federal investigators.
Yeah, and the lawyers for the players that they fingered weren't able to cross-examine these guys or any of the other anonymous sources in the report. Now, in Mitchell's defense, as you say, this isn't a court of law. Whether their stories would hold up to legal scrutiny is beside the point. This is what MLB Commissioner Bud Selig asked for, so he and the rest of baseball are left to deal with the fallout, which I think promises to be longer and uglier than they might have anticipated.
Yeah, which raises the question of why did Major League Baseball do this in the first place?
Well, there was congressional pressure over drug testing, but Bud Selig sanctioned an investigation that could only damage his business. I think he could have achieved the same results by standing up 2 or 3 or 5 years ago and saying, steroids have been a scourge on our game for the last decade. The problem extended from my office, which missed obvious signs of their use, to the teams, to the players' union, to the players. The problem was widespread and contagious, and we're going to do everything we can to end it. Instead, he commissioned this investigation that will only prolong the agony and the embarrassment.
So now what?
Now the sport is going to be subjected to further ridicule. There's going to be an ugly PR war over this report involving the player's name. There's going to be pressure to make drug testing more stringent. Selig called it a call to action, more vigilance on the part of teams and clubhouse workers and the union and players. But to me, there was no need for a call to action. The evidence has been there for years. Baseball did little or nothing to react to this problem when it began appearing, as this report shows. And now it says it needed the report to do something.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you, Robert.